Extract 3.
The blind end of the train was being pulled helplessly out of the station. The young man swung in from the corridor, breathless. He was shaking his head with laughter and triumph. "Here," he said, and waggled the line at her. "One in six." "What?" she said. He laughed. "I was arguing with him for fun, bargaining, when the train had pulled out already. He came tearing after. One in six, bus. So there's your lion." She was holding it away from her. The head with the open jaws, the pointed teeth, the black tongue, the wonderful ruff of fur facing her. She was looking at it with an expression of not seeing, of seeing something different. Her face was drawn up, wryly, like the face of a discomfited child. Her mouth lifted nervously at the corner. Very slowly, cautious, she lifted her finger and touched the mane, where it was joined to the wood. "But how could you?" she said. He was shocked by the dismay of her face. "Good Lord," he said, "what's the matter?" "If you want the thing," she said, her voice rising and breaking with a shrill impotence of anger, "why didn't you buy it in the first place? If you wanted it, why didn't you pay for it? Why didn't you take it decently when he offered it? Why did you have to wait for him to run after the train with it and give him one in six? One in six!" She was pushing it at him, trying to force him to take the lion. He stood astonished, his hands hanging at his sides. "But you wanted it. You liked it so much." "It's a beautiful piece of work," she said fiercely, as if to protect it from him.
Nadine Gordimer, The Train from Rhodesia, The Soft Voice of the Serpent and Other Stories, 1952.